Blog Talk Radio.
Because he first loved us. Welcome to Seeds of the Word this great Wednesday morning. This is your hostess, Pastor Katisa, and it is such a great honor and privilege to be in the presence of the people of God. I encourage you once again, amen, with the scripture, with the word. And before we do that, we are going to God in prayer, having him to guide the words that we speak, and if speak a word in season. Glory be unto God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you on this great morning. We exalt you. We praise you. We magnify you. You are the only God. God, you see your son Jesus as the only way, the truth, and the life. God, we thank you that you have given us salvation. You've given us your grace. You've given us your mercy. God, things we do not deserve, you've given. And you have refrained, given us what we do deserve. I bless your holy name on today. Guide us, Lord God. Lead us, direct us. Give us discernment. Help us to pray. Help us to keep pressing on. Help us to not give up. Help us to, Father God, know that we are called for such a time as this. And, Lord God, that we press on toward the call, the high call, the high mark in Christ Jesus. We press on toward the prize. And God, we bless you that you've blessed us with your awesome Holy Spirit, that we have power, oh God, and refresh us again with the power of the Holy Spirit, amen, to preach the gospel, to go into the harvest, plant seeds, water seeds, and you are the one, oh God, who makes them grow. And we bless your holy name on today. Oh, there's no one like you, God. And oh, Father God, how you deserve praise. Oh, Father God, how you deserve the glory and how you deserve the honor. Blessings, oh God, that you have placed upon your people. And I thank you and I praise you. To you be the glory and to you be the praise. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. We give God the highest praise because he deserves the highest praise. He's an awesome God, and I believe we don't have sufficient vocabulary to worship our God. Today we are coming, we are talking about prayer. God is always saying prayer, prayer, pray, pray. And listen, you don't know how important your prayers are. There are those who don't even know, who are depending on you to pray for them, to intercede for them. They may be people who don't even like you, but guess what? God has called us to pray. In Matthew chapter 7, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. Verse 8 says, for everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks the door will be opened. Verse 9 says, which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? So in everything, do to others what you would have them to do to you. For this is the sum, for this sums up the law and the prophets. I like that last part. So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. I know I would have somebody pray for me. If I'm not on the right track, if I have certain struggles in life, if I am in darkness and not in light yet, I know that I would want someone to pray for me. And so in turn, I know that that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to keep on praying. You're praying now, keep on doing it. Even though you might not see the fruit that you need to see, you don't see the evidence of your prayers yet. That's why Jesus taught the parable about the widow. She kept going to the unjust judge who would, at first he said, I'm not paying any attention to her. I don't even pay attention to God. I'm just paraphrasing. You can read that in this parable in Luke chapter 18. But he says, she is wearing me out, so she won't come and attack me. I want to give her justice. And then Jesus said, I have to read those words over in Luke chapter 18. Amen. And what Jesus says about prayer, he says that we are to pray and not give up. Amen. It should be something that's a part of our being as a believer and Christian. And he said, I can't believe this is the seed of the word today. It is the seed of the word. Look at the news. Look at the natural disasters. Look at the what's happening with our children, what's happening in the streets, what's happening in our neighborhoods. And so we see that there is much needed prayer. So if you thought for a moment that you should pull back, that you should maybe lift in the time you're praying, or you are to, Lord knows, hallelujah, what could be going through our minds. Sometimes the enemy places these thoughts in our minds that are not of God. Well, Jesus taught, he said in Luke 18, verse 6, and the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says, verse 7, and will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? Verse 8 says, I tell you, he will see that they get justice and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? Will he find faith? See, I believe when Jesus taught other parables, he taught about the five talents and the two talents and the one talent. And he gave these to his servant as he was going away. And he came back and two of them had increased while the one went and hid his talents, his gifts, hid them. I believe that every believer, because we have the Holy Spirit in us, has the gift of prayer. It is the gift that keeps on giving. In everything, you heard that voice, that verse, the voice of God. You heard the voice of God in that verse in Matthew chapter 7, that verse that tells us, in verse 12, so in everything, do to others what you would have them to do to you. I would have someone to pray for me until, amen, things were transformed. Things were changed in my mind and my spirit. I believe, and without a doubt, prayers were going up for me to be transformed. Still, I covered the prayers of the saints. I cover your prayers. That prayers were being lifted up to the throne of grace and mercy, that I will be delivered, that I will be kept safe, that I will come into the kingdom of God and take my place as a child of God, amen, and serve him with all that he's put in me. Because why? I'm not a person on an island to themselves. My faith is affecting my children's faith, my grandchildren's faith, my siblings, my parents. Everyone who comes in contact is being affected by the faith that God placed in me. And so the prayers that were prayed, God gave me the revelation, prayers are eternal. Because why? God is eternal. God is eternal. Once our prayers reach the throne room of God, and he wants us to have the perseverance that we should have, as it says in Matthew 7, and we've come to a close on the day, to keep on asking, keep on seeking, keep on knocking. Because why? Verse 8 says, for everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be open. Amen. So I praise God for you. We're thanking God because we know that our prayers, amen, availeth much. So it says in the book of James, the prayers of the righteous availeth much. That means your prayers are powerful and they change not only us, but people, places, and things. And the world needs our prayers. To God be the glory, and to God be the praise. Amen. Go with God. Have a blessed rest of the week. Join us on Saturday as we lift up and encourage our youth. This is Pastor Katisa. Go in peace. Amen.